The Gospel Spotlight talks to Dr. Feronda Williamson of the Chicago Mass Choir. Dr. Williamson, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly thankful for you today.
I am doing great. I am blessed as well. You must be excited because you've got a spring concert. It's May 4th. Tell us about the preparation for your spring concert.
Well, we are very excited. This is our 14th annual spring concert that we sponsor here in Chicago, Illinois. And what we do, a portion of the proceeds we donate to a nonprofit organization. We have supported Hurricane Katrina. We've supported our sisters and brothers in Haiti, homeless shelters. And this year we're going to be giving a donation to the Chicago chapter of the Chicago AIDS Foundation. And on our Facebook page and Twitter, what we've done this year is record snippets of our rehearsals as we prepare for our concert. And this year, we're going to be featuring songs from all of the 15 projects that we have recorded to date. So we're going back in the day.
Wow, it's got to be exciting. How do a choir like the Chicago Mass Choir, how do you stay together all these years and continue to be a blessing for everyone?
Well, first of all, I want to say we have 91 active members, so that's a lot of prayer and fasting.
Wow.
And I think the other dynamic is that, one, we really encourage our members to be an active member of a church, and I really stress that they support their local church and tithing. And we have a structure, our structure is second to none. And we go through an interview process, orientation process to join the choir because everyone is not a fit. And, you know, sometimes people want to join because of the notoriety of the organization. But is this really a good fit for you for Chicago Mass Choir? So, in essence, we have, in addition to our audition, we have an orientation session. We have our own screening process, and then, you know, at the end of the day, we're praying along that whole pathway. So, of course, it's not always a good fit, but, you know, we really take it serious. And we have been blessed with committed individuals who love the organization.
Dr. Williamson, were you surprised that you garnered several Stellar Awards nominations, I believe five, from your last project, 15 Live?
Yes, you know, and that's something we don't get caught up in the nominations, and we thank God for them because just like we're nominated, someone else could be nominated. But it just shows to us that people are blessed by our ministry and that, you know, our base is traditional gospel, and it still has a place in the gospel genre.
I was going to ask you that. How would you categorize your music? Because it's foot stomping, and you've got your praise and worship. You got your traditional. So you just categorize your music as just being traditional?
Well, our base is traditional, but we also incorporate praise and worship and contemporary. But when you hear Chicago Mass Choir, our brand is we're going to take you to church.
That sounds good.
And we can't get away from that. Even though we do the contemporary, we do a phenomenal job with praise and worship. But when you hear Chicago Mass Choir, when people come out, they expect of us, we're going to have some church.
Dr. Williams is talking about taking someone to church. Whenever I think of the Chicago Mass Choir, I think of, don't get mad at me because I'm trying to sing now. I got the power, the Holy Ghost power.
And that's
man. Woo! That is a song. Tell us about the Holy Ghost power.
In regards to the song or just God's Holy Ghost power?
You can tell us about both, the song first and then God's Holy Ghost power.
Well, you know, I'm just so thankful as we prepare for Pentecost and, you know, with God sending his son Jesus, and he died, and then he was resurrected, but he said he would send us a comforter. And I'm just so glad for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that keeps and guides us. And even as believers, sometimes of ourselves in the natural, we may want to do some things that are not of God, but that Holy Ghost keeps you in check. So I just thank God for the anointing and the Holy Ghost power. And that song itself has blessed so many people. When we talk about, I got it, the Holy Ghost power, you know, and it's all in my soul. So I'm just so grateful for that anointed song that has blessed so many people.
Another anointed song, You Rescue Me. Tell us about that.
Wow, you really know our repertoire.
I like the Chicago Mass Choir music.
I see. You know, isn't it glad to know that one day, in spite of you, God rescued you, you know, because you're a wretch undone. And that's why when I see individuals who are down on their luck, who may be addicted to drugs or any type of abuse, I always say, by the grace of God, there go I. And if it had not been for God, who knows where I would have been or where I could be today. So he truly rescued me.
Now, you've also traveled abroad. Am I correct?
You are definitely correct. Boy, you've done your homework.
Tell us about your traveling abroad.